Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering a piece by Brett Alegre Wood titled OpenAI Dropped Safely from Their Mission. Here's why SMEs should be worried.
And if you run a business and you're already using any AI tools, you'll want to stay with this one.
So let's start with what actually happened. OpenAI's original mission said they existed to ensure that artificial general intelligence is developed safely and benefits all of humanity. That word, safely, is now gone from their IRS filing.
Just removed. Not reworded, not replaced with something equivalent. Gone.
Right. And Brett quotes Professor Olnor Ibrahim, a leading academic in corporate accountability, who flagged this immediately. His reading is direct. It signals that profits are now a higher priority than product safety.
I can already hear some listeners thinking, come on, it's one word. Does it really matter that much?
Brett makes a sharp analogy in the piece. He compares it to a car manufacturer removing seatbelt requirements from their engineering spec. They don't immediately ship cars without seatbelts, but they've made it easier to do so, and significantly harder for regulators to hold them accountable when they eventually do.
And because this language sits in their IRS filing, it's not just a tagline. It carries legal and structural weight.
That's the point. When safety and profit conflict, the company has now told you, in writing, which one wins.
Okay, that's the mission change. But I think there's actually a bigger story in this article for people running smaller businesses.
The frontier alliances.
Yes. What are those exactly?
Alongside the mission change, OpenAI announced what they're calling frontier alliances with firms like McKinsey and BCG. These aren't ChatGPT Plus partnerships. These are agreements to embed AI agents deep inside the world's largest corporations, managing supply chains, making financial forecasts, helping with product design.
So a two-tier system. Same brand, same logo, fundamentally different product.
Brett lays it out clearly. Enterprise tier gets bespoke, custom-built AI agents, embedded by specialist teams with rigorous vetting and compliance frameworks. The SME tier gets off-the-shelf tools, one-size-fits-all, with no equivalent safety guarantees.
And the real gap isn't features. It's accountability. When McKinsey deploys an AI agent for a Fortune 500 client, data scientists and legal teams are involved. When a small business owner uses the same company's consumer product,
you're on your own.
There's a quote in the article I want to bring up because it genuinely surprised me. It's from Anthropic's head of Americas, Kate Jensen, speaking at the launch of their own enterprise agents.
She said, 2025 was meant to be the year agents transformed the enterprise, but the hype turned out to be mostly premature. It wasn't a failure of effort, it was a failure of approach. A failure of approach. That's an AI company executive admitting the whole industry got ahead of itself.
And Brett's point is that the contrast with OpenAI's mission change is stark. One company quietly removes a safety commitment. Another says, publicly, that rushing AI into business settings without proper foundations causes real harm. He's careful to note that whether Anthropic actually delivers on that philosophy is a separate question, but it's worth paying attention to which vendors are saying what when you're choosing your tools. Let's talk about the data side of this, because this is where it gets really uncomfortable for a lot of business owners.
The article is blunt here. When you use free or low-cost AI tools, you're often paying with your data. Business information, customer records, operational details, all fed into a system you don't own or control. With terms of service, most people have never actually read.
You're trading data security for convenience, customer privacy for automation, and competitive intelligence for a tool that wasn't designed for your business in the first place. Brett describes that as the current default for most SMEs right now. And the article draws a clear line. This isn't a technology gap between big enterprises and small businesses. It's a governance gap. Large companies have the risk infrastructure to absorb AI errors. A small business? Where's the consequences directly? The good news is the article doesn't just leave you there. It ends with five specific steps. The first one, audit every AI tool currently in your business. For each one, ask what data it receives, what the terms of service say, and who is accountable if it produces a wrong or harmful output. The second step Brett outlines is to read the data terms on any free tool. Look specifically for data retention clauses and training data policies. If your business data is being used to train their models, that's a commercial decision, not just a technology one. My one action this week, do that audit. Actually write the list. Most business owners are surprised how many tools they're already using, and how little they know about what those tools are doing with their data. Mine is to stop benchmarking against enterprise AI use cases. McKinsey's implementation and yours are not the same product. The pressure to match enterprise pace without enterprise governance is exactly how you end up with a liability. The right approach is one that augments your team without putting your data, your customers, or your reputation at risk. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want to work through what this means for your specific business, Brett offers a free AI audit. You can book it right there on the site. Worth doing before you add another tool to the stack. See you next time.